In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. After the flood of God's judgment against the increasing wickedness and sin of every person on the face of the earth, God made a covenant through Noah with the whole world that he would never again destroy the earth by water. That's God's promise to everyone, regardless of whether they believe or not. But the central covenant promise of God to everyone was of a savior from sin and death for eternal life. This promise, however, can be rejected, ignored, cast aside, for it becomes effective only in those who receive it by faith, those who believe it. First, to Abraham, God promised that through his descendant, all the nations will be blessed. The promise is to all the nations, every person. But it comes through Abraham's line, God's chosen people, Israel. Yet it comes to all like it did to Abraham, namely, by faith. Now, in today's gospel, we hear one of the many Gentiles during Jesus' ministry coming to faith in him. In fact, it was so remarkable that Jesus marveled at him and, turning to the crowd that followed him, said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." Well, it's in connection with this that our reading from 1 Kings was chosen to be heard along with this story, Solomon's prayer of dedication of the temple. For in his prayer, we skipped a lot of it, for different sorts of people in need, that God would graciously hear and answer their prayer, there is a prayer even for the Gentiles. When a foreigner, a Gentile, who is not of your people Israel, comes and prays toward this house, hear in heaven your dwelling place and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you. So today we proclaim how faith is a gift of God given by means of his word to all who hear it when and where it pleases God. If Jesus marveled at the Roman centurion's faith, how much more can we marvel with him when you or I or any sinner is drawn to believe in Jesus? We too often miss the miracle and take faith for granted. Faith is an active living thing within us. That's God's promise of salvation. That God's promise of salvation is for all people is repeated throughout the Old Testament from the very beginning. After his promise to Abraham, Moses himself allowed the foreigners living among the Israelites to offer sacrifice at the temple. Listen to his amazing words. "And if a stranger is sojourning with you, or anyone is living permanently among you, and he wishes to offer a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, he shall do as you do." Now listen to this. "For the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a statute forever throughout your generations. You and the sojourner shall be alike before the Lord. One law and one rule shall be for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you." So perfectly clear is God's will and plan to bring salvation through the Jews to all the world. Of primary concern is to note how it is that a foreigner, a Gentile, ever comes to believe and to pray. The statement in parentheses there in our Old Testament reading explains that they shall hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm. All people are to hear and to take notice of God's promise as it worked itself through his mighty deliverance and guidance of his people. Deuteronomy 4:33-35 says this: Did any people ever hear the voice of a God speaking out of the midst of a fire, as you have heard, and still live? Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by trials, by signs, by wonders, and by war, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and by great deeds of terror, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? To you it was shown that you might know that the Lord is God. There is no other beside him. Well, if faith comes from hearing, have people today listened? Have people today heard or taken notice of God's word and will to save even them? Our synod has increased the number of missionaries in recent days worldwide to number presently 112 foreign missionaries. I thought that there were more, and together we are planning for more. They, however, are not sent in order to make people believe, but only to preach, teach, and proclaim God's good and gracious will of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. God is the one and only force, if you will, working through his word in hearts and minds of anyone and everyone who will hear as God wills and desires. And that goes for Jews and Gentiles alike. As these foreigners hear of God's great name and mighty acts, and it is through what they hear that they are brought to faith, so the Roman centurion in today's gospel, when the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. And there, Solomon's prayer was answered again. And Jesus immediately responded. Of course, faith reaches out in what we might call bold humility. We ask because we believe, but we believe with the gift of God, namely faith. And it is here that the church has adopted the centurion's prayer to be what we call the prayer of humble access before receiving the Lord's body and blood in the sacrament. Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but only say the word and your servant will be healed. Again, it is but the word of Jesus alone that inspires faith and has the power to heal. It is, after all, also only because of his words alone, pronounced over the elements set apart for this use, that the bread and the wine become what he says. As we say with St. Paul, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. Therefore, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God will hear your prayer and answer in his grace. Prayer at all times, especially those that King Solomon outlined, pray for the forgiveness of sins. Pray for protection from all enemies. Pray for good weather. Pray in times of famine, pestilence, and blight for good crops. Pray when you feel like a foreigner. Pray that you may be a witness making known God's saving name. Who knows? Faith may show up in the most unlikely people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.